A 31-year-old man sits in his doctor's office, stunned. The blood test results confirm diabetes, the same disease that caused his grandfather a leg and his grandmother her eyesight. At 276 pounds, Vance had ignored every warning sign, raised on a diet where vegetables were afterthoughts and meat dominated every meal. Now he faces a future of daily medications, potential blindness, kidney failure, or amputation. But what if everything conventional medicine tells us about managing diabetes is fundamentally incomplete? What if the disease we've accepted as progressive and irreversible could actually be stopped, even reversed, by changing what we eat? For decades, diabetes treatment has followed a predictable trajectory. Diagnosis, dietary restrictions focused on portion control, one medication, then two, eventually insulin injections, and finally the complications everyone dreads. Yet population studies reveal a puzzling contradiction. In countries where people consume rice, noodles, and starchy vegetables as dietary staples, carbohydrate-rich foods that conventional diabetes diets restrict, diabetes rates remain remarkably low. When those same populations adopt Western eating patterns heavy in meat and dairy, their diabetes rates skyrocket. This observation sparked a revolutionary question: what if we've been targeting the wrong foods all along? Think of your cells as rooms with locked doors. Insulin is the key that opens these doors, allowing glucose to enter and fuel your body. In type 1 diabetes, the pancreas stops producing insulin keys entirely. The immune system mistakenly attacks insulin-producing cells. Research suggests this friendly fire may be triggered by cow's milk proteins consumed in infancy, which share biochemical similarities with human insulin-producing cells, confusing the developing immune system. Type 2 diabetes, affecting 9 out of 10 diabetics, works differently. The pancreas produces plenty of insulin keys, but the locks won't turn. Yale researchers discovered why. Fat accumulates inside muscle cells, jamming the mechanism that allows insulin to work. Even young, thin adults with diabetic relatives showed 80% higher levels of this internal cellular fat. This transforms our understanding. The problem isn't primarily sugar or carbohydrates, it's fat interfering with how cells respond to insulin. Vegan diets reduced this internal fat by 31% compared to conventional diets, literally cleaning out cells and allowing insulin to work properly again. While genetics influence diabetes risk, they don't seal your fate. Even identical twins with type 1 diabetes show less than 40% concordance. Environmental factors, particularly early diet and viral infections, play crucial roles. Traditional diabetes diets use exchange lists and portion control, typically reducing hemoglobin A1C by only 0.5 percentage points. Many find them unsustainable, leading to escalating medications while the disease progresses. The revolutionary approach follows three simple guidelines. First, eliminate animal products entirely, removing all dietary cholesterol and dramatically reducing saturated fat. Second, minimize vegetable oils. While better than animal fats, they still pack 9 calories per gram and interfere with insulin sensitivity. Third, favor low glycemic index foods that release sugar gradually rather than in sudden spikes. This challenges conventional wisdom by allowing carbohydrates like rice and pasta. Asian countries with rice-based diets traditionally had low diabetes rates despite high carbohydrate consumption. The difference wasn't carbohydrates. It was the absence of animal products and oils that interfere with insulin function. Even lean chicken derives 23% of calories from fat. The glycemic index completes the puzzle. High GI foods like white bread cause blood sugar spikes. Low GI alternatives like pumpernickel bread maintain steadier control. Together, these three guidelines address the root cause, that gummed-up cellular lock. Nancy had watched her cousin suffer diabetes complications before her own diagnosis 8 years earlier. Despite following a traditional diabetic diet, her blood sugar worsened, her weight climbed, and she required 2 medications with an A1C of 8.3%. Within 11 weeks of joining Dr. Bernard's study, she lost 14 pounds and her A1C dropped to 6.9%. After a year, she was 40 pounds lighter with an A1C of 6.8% on less medication. Her severe arthritis pain disappeared completely. Vance's transformation proved even more dramatic. Starting at 276 pounds with an A1C of 9.5%, he initially resisted changing his meat-heavy diet. Over a year, he lost 60 pounds, and his A1C plummeted to 5.3%. His doctor discontinued metformin entirely. Sexual performance problems that had plagued him for years virtually disappeared within 3 months, a benefit no medication had offered. Selwyn's story reveals perhaps the most profound transformation. After nearly 20 years with diabetes, using insulin twice daily, he suffered from glaucoma and excruciating nerve pain despite medication. Within 3 months on the plant-based diet, his A1C fell to 7.7% and his insulin doses were reduced. Most remarkably, about 6 months in, his nerve pain began diminishing and eventually disappeared completely, a transformation he described as like night and day. This program succeeds because it's sustainable, no hunger or tiny portions required. The new four food groups, whole grains, legumes, vegetables, fruits, combine into countless meals across cultures, Italian pasta, Mexican bean burritos, Asian stir fries. Rather than gradually transitioning, commit completely for 3 weeks. This jump-in approach produces faster results and allows taste buds to fully adapt. Breakfast options include oatmeal with fruit, bran cereals with plant milk, or pumpernickel toast with veggie sausage. Lunch features salads, soups, and sandwiches. Dinner possibilities are limitless: pasta marinara, beans and rice, soft tacos, or stir fries. Create balanced plates: a quarter legumes, a quarter brown rice or pasta, half vegetables. Weight loss happens naturally by avoiding animal products, minimizing oils, and emphasizing high fiber foods. Blood sugar monitoring becomes critical during this transition. Medications may quickly become too strong, risking dangerous hypoglycemia. Test fasting blood sugar and readings 2 hours after major meals. Many patients reduce insulin needs by 30 to 50% within weeks. If blood sugar drops below 70 milligrams per deciliter, follow the rule of 15. Take 15 grams of glucose, wait 15 minutes, recheck, and repeat if necessary. Always carry glucose tablets and wear medical identification. Managing diabetes means safeguarding your heart. Most North Americans and Europeans develop artery blockages by early adulthood, and diabetes accelerates this risk. Dr. Dean Ornish made medical history in 1990 by proving diet and lifestyle changes could reverse artery blockages without drugs. His experimental group adopted a vegetarian diet, while the control group followed conventional advice. The distinction is clear. Plant foods contain zero cholesterol and zero animal fat, while all meats contain both, from 10 milligrams cholesterol per ounce in tuna to 50 milligrams in shrimp. Hemoglobin A1C testing provides a crucial 3-month average of blood sugar control. The American Diabetes Association recommends keeping A1C below 7%. While typical medications reduce A1C by about 1 point, dietary changes can drop it by 3 to 4 points in 6 months. Diabetes damages nerves through peripheral neuropathy, causing tingling, pain, and numbness in extremities, and autonomic neuropathy, affecting internal functions. In one study, 21 diabetes patients with peripheral neuropathy followed a low-fat vegan diet and took daily 30-minute walks. Within 2 weeks, 17 participants experienced complete relief from leg pains. Diabetes also threatens your eyes and kidneys. Animal protein specifically taxes the kidneys, making plant proteins from beans, vegetables, and greens much safer. Participants on a vegan diet reduced albumin losses by 56%, compared to 21% on the American Diabetes Association diet. While pharmaceuticals dominate diabetes treatment, this program addresses root causes rather than symptoms. The financial burden of medications and monitoring makes dietary prevention both healthier and more economical. Restaurant dining remains possible. Choose Italian marinara, Mexican bean burritos, Asian vegetable dishes, or Ethiopian legume platters. Food cravings aren't weakness, they're biological responses. Sugar affects the brain like opiates, explaining stress-driven desires. The solution? Complete avoidance. Don't keep problematic foods at home. Cravings diminish with time. Physical activity reduces blood sugar, benefits heart health, improves sleep, and boosts energy. Keep exercise enjoyable and consistent. This approach reframes diabetes as reversible, not permanent. The program focuses on what you eat, not how much, letting you eat until full while seeing results. You can lose weight permanently, reduce medications, reverse heart disease, and improve neuropathy. Your body isn't a broken machine needing pharmaceutical maintenance. It's a self-healing system awaiting proper fuel. Every meal either feeds disease or starves it. The power to transform your health rests at your fork 3 times daily.